Hello there. Am I speaking with Edgar Oliveras?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research and National Public Opinion Firm. And we are talking with people in your area, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis about the schools in your area. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely? Are you in a safe place, sir?
Yeah, I'm in a safe place.
Hello? Thank you, sir. Thank you for your help. It will be only a few minutes. Could you please, in which state do you currently live, sir? Just confirm.
Camden.
New Jersey, Camden. Okay, thank you. And you live in the city of Camden or outside the city, sir?
Inside.
Inside. Thank you so much. To confirm that we are speaking with everyone in Camden, what is the zip code where you live?
08104.
Thank you. Just confirming, we already have it. Are you or anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, for a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you, sir. Are you or any member of your household employed, household is a teacher, employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
No, thank you. Let's get into the meat of it. For statistical purposes, in what year were you born?
76.
76?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's move on. The next one is a gender question. Please don't take it the wrong way. It's just part of the survey. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a man.
Thank you, sir. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
Hispanic.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And what is the last grade you completed in a school, sir?
High school, 12 years.
12? Okay. Let's move on. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
No children. Very well. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, tell me and we'll go on to the next one. What is your opinion of former Mayor Frank Moran? Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't comment.
But you heard the name before, right? Or have you never heard the name?
I don't follow politics, so.
No, if you have no opinion, that's all right, sir. We can accept that answer. Just tell me. What is your opinion of State Assemblyman Bill Mohan?
Again, no opinion.
No opinion? Okay, just let me know and we'll proceed. We'll mark it as no opinion. What's your opinion of the teachers' unions in general? Teachers' unions? Favorable or unfavorable?
Well, I would say favorable because, teachers.
Okay. Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable? Somewhat, very well. What's your opinion of State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. What's your opinion of State Assemblyman Bill Spearman?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. What is your opinion of Governor Phil Murphy?
You're right.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable? Somewhat, very well. And what is your opinion of Phil Murphy, somewhat favorable, okay. What is your opinion of the Camden School Superintendent, Katrina McCombs?
No opinion.
No opinion. One more. What is your opinion of Mayor Big Castarfin?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, let's move on. Let's battery of questions behind. Almost there, sir. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. What is your opinion on Renaissance schools in Camden, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
Have you heard of them before? Renaissance schools?
Renaissance.
Never heard of them? Yeah, Renaissance.
No.
No, okay. What is your opinion of private and parochial schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. What is your opinion of public charter schools in Camden?
Charters and public schools?
Yeah, public charter schools.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable, sir?
Somewhat.
And what is your opinion of traditional public schools in Camden?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable? Is that correct? Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of a school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools or Renaissance schools are, number one, no different at all from traditional public schools? Number two, not too different from traditional public schools. Three, somewhat different from traditional public schools. Four, very different from traditional public schools. What is your opinion, sir?
No opinion.
Don't know? Okay. Would you say that public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I really don't know, man, so I have no opinion.
That's all right, sir. If you don't know, just let me know and we enter that. Who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Camden? Would it be the superintendent and school district officials, the teachers' unions, the school board, the governor, the state legislature, or the mayor of Camden? Who would you say is more responsible for the quality of local public schools, sir?
School board.
School board, okay. How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Almost there. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change? Not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Some.
Some, thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden? Do you oppose or favor?
No opinion.
Okay. Let's move on. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools.
I'm in the middle of work.
Almost there, sir. Almost there. We are 75%. Just a few more questions and we are done.
I'm going to
read you some words. I do appreciate your time, sir, and it's important. I'm going to read you some phrases that might describe public charter schools or Renaissance school. For each one, please tell me if you think it describes public charter schools and Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well. It does not describe them well or does not describe them at all. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are public schools. Is that a good description of them, sir? Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all?
Yes, it describes them well.
Describe them well, somewhat well, or very well?
Somewhat well.
Okay. Public charter and Renaissance schools serve mostly low-income students. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all? Public charter schools and Renaissance schools serve mostly low-income students. Does that describe?
No
idea. Okay. Sure. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are non-profit. Does that describe them? No idea. Okay. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools serve mostly students of color. No idea. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools help to improve the entire public school system.
No idea.
Okay. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are open to all. Does that describe them well, very well, somewhat well?
If it's open to all, then it should be good.
So that describes them well or very well?
Very well.
Public charter schools are tuition free. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them
somewhat,
well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Let's move on, sir. I know your time is important. I'm almost done here.
Yeah, man, because I got to go.
Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
Hasn't changed.
Not changed. Very well. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
I could vote.
So, if a candidate running for office, would want to increase the public number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect?
Most likely.
Most likely, more likely, very well. Okay, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, congress, and other mayor offices. How about you, sir? How often do you vote for the school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, always?
Sometimes.
Okay. The following statements about community refers to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statement represents how you feel about this community. Increasing the availability of public charter and Renaissance schools would improve local schools in my community. Does that represent your feelings very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat
well. Improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community. Does that represent your feelings very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
No idea.
Okay, so... Don't know. Last one. I am satisfied with the local school choices in my community. Does that represent your feelings very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Is that it?
Yes. Just a few more questions. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent?
I'll tell you, I gotta go to work. You keep asking all these questions. Come on, man.
You are at 95%, sir. Just two more questions. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, and looking for a job?
I work.
Employed. Okay, thank you. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something
Democrat.
Else? And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Somewhat.
A strong Democrat?
Yeah.
Or not? Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income? This is the last. Low income?
Is
that correct?
I'm working, so working class.
Working class. This is the last question, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. You were very kind. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.